In a Caribbean where we often lament our failure to cooperate and integrate, we are today observing 50 years of one of our significant regional institutions, the Caribbean Development Bank. Last evening, there was a church service here in Barbados to mark the occasion, and President Warren Smith was among those speaking.
Fast forward 50 years. Would our founding fathers be as excited today about the CDB as they were on that day when the agreement was signed? Have we delivered on their expectations? I will leave that judgment, ladies and gentlemen, to others.
He went on to draw attention to where the CDB is today.
Our membership today stands at 28 member countries, of which 19 are borrowing members. Notably also, we have welcomed Haiti and Suriname, the first non-English-speaking Caribbean countries, into the fold as borrowing members. Our subscribed capital now tops $1.7 billion, providing a solid base from which we can mobilize additional financing needed to provide critical development support to our region. Net approvals of loans, contingent loans, equity and grants totals around $6 billion, with operations in every single borrowing member country. Increasingly, everywhere you go, there is physical manifestation of CDB's presence in our region, be it roads, bridges, seaports, airports, schools, rural electrification, renewable energy projects, and I could go on and on and on. Importantly, we have become very active in helping our countries to address critical policy reforms, especially relating to fiscal and debt management and improving the business environment. But we have not just given advice. We have also provided substantial financing to our borrowing member countries to ensure that the reforms are implemented and entrenched. I am even more proud when we receive proof of the lives we have changed through our projects and through our technical assistance. It is only when the needle on key indicators of life expectancy, education, purchasing power, gender equality, employment, especially amongst our youth, and access to quality health and social care begin to point in the direction of strong and sustained improvement that we know for sure we are gaining ground and we are leaving no one behind. I will close, ladies and gentlemen, by sharing my long-held conviction that it is people who make history. CDB's progress over the last 50 years is a testimony to that proposition. From its inception and in its early years of operation, this small institution has been blessed with leaders and a cadre of staff who have been dedicated to our mission. Four past presidents, Sir Arthur Lewis, William Dimas, Sir Neville Nichols, and Professor Compton Bourne, provided the solid foundation for the CDB, which I inherited in 2011 when I had the privilege of taking up the presidency. Today, I pay tribute to their legacy. I acknowledge the presence at this service of Sir Neville Nichols, who many may not know was a member of the Barbados delegation that participated in the intergovernmental meetings held to discuss the draft agreement for establishing the bank. He also represented Barbados on the preparatory committee that made the arrangements for CDB's establishment after the draft agreement had been accepted by the third ministerial level meeting. As a member of staff of the CDB, I had the good fortune of Sir Neville's tutelage during his presidency and prior to that when he served as Vice President Operations.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Warren Smith. You heard him on Sajikra's Early Business.